After failing to expand Medicaid through a budget item, Governor Bill Walker is trying again. Today, he introduced a standalone bill that would allow the state to accept federal funding for Medicaid expansion while also offering some reform measures. APRN's Alexander Gutierrez reports.
When he was campaigning for governor, Bill Walker aggressively stumped on the issue of Medicaid expansion.
There was never a time that we didn't bring this up that there wasn't instantaneous applause.
Now that Walker is in office, getting the state to accept nearly $150 million in federal funds to grow the pool of Medicaid recipients has been one of his top priorities. First, he tried to secure the money through a line in the operating budget, but a House Finance Subcommittee stripped that out. Then he said the legislature should consider an expansion bill by the House Democratic minority. That didn't move. Next, he collaborated with a Republican senator on a reform bill, but the product offered did not include expansion. Now, Walker is doing something that legislators have requested of him since the beginning of session.
We have transmitted legislation for Medicaid expansion, Medicaid reform.
Walker made the announcement in the Capitol's cabinet room with 24 supporters of Medicaid expansion behind him. Right now, the state's Medicaid program mostly covers low-income children and pregnant women. The 9-page bill makes it so that Alaskans with incomes up to 138% of the federal poverty level, or about $20,000 a year for a single adult, can get coverage too. There are over 40,000 Alaskans eligible for Medicaid expansion, with some covered by Indian Health Services, but others falling into a gap where they are required to get health insurance by law, but ineligible for subsidies because they don't make enough money. The federal government would pay the total cost of expansion in the first year and then ratchet that down to 90% in the year 2020. But Walker stressed that his bill wasn't just about expansion.
And it is a catalyst for reform. You know, we heard a lot about reform, and we are in the process of reform has been ongoing. We have continued that on. Reform is part of this legislation.
When asked to elaborate on specific reform measures, Walker mostly deferred to his health commissioner and his budget director. Commissioner Valerie Davidson described the promotion of telemedicine to bring costs down, and added that the bill would allow Alaska to apply for waivers to increase the federal match for some health costs. One would allow Indian Health Services beneficiaries to have care from tribal providers totally covered by the federal government.
That allows us to realize a potential savings between $80 to $150 million.
Walker's budget director, Pat Pitney, explained that the bill also starts the process of implementing a provider tax, where up to 6% of medical services can be taxed as revenue for the state.
The provider tax would bring in more than the corporate tax for health providers.
After rolling out the bill, the Walker administration gave the Medicaid supporters the microphone. They were wearing buttons that read, "It's the right thing to do," and most came from various health and trade groups. The Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Association, the Alaska Mental Health Trust, and the National Education Association's Alaska chapter were all represented, and they talked about the good expansion would do for their organizations and the people they serve. But there were two people in attendance who would directly benefit from Medicaid. Stephen Grunstein, a 53-year-old Juneau man, stood at the podium and announced he had a terminal kidney disease and could need dialysis within months. He said he found himself in the healthcare gap and that getting help has been difficult.
You go from one agency to another, to another, to another, and everybody's passing you around like a football.
Grunstein added that it was difficult watching the debate over expansion as someone affected by it.
In politics, things go bad. I've seen too many bills start out with really good intentions, go horribly wrong. Let's try not to let the horribly wrong happen here.
Legislators were still reviewing the bill on Tuesday afternoon. But some key players, like Senator Pete Kelly, a Fairbanks Republican, reacted favorably. Kelly had offered his own reform bill, and he said he was glad to see legislation on the issue from the governor. Kelly said some of the reforms in each could be complementary. But he added that expansion remains a sticking point for him.
We're going to disagree on expansion. That's the big thing.
Kelly said he did not want to add people to a, quote, broken system. Hearings on the governor's Medicaid bill are expected to be held starting next week. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.